early diagnosis is critical for children with autism for lots of reasons. We know from developmental neuroscience and other cognitive sciences that there's rapid brain development that goes on in the early years. And during that time, what we want to do is form connections that are going to be useful for the child's learning and that are going to prepare that brain for the incoming information that they're going to get in the next lifetime of experiences. What we think happens when we intervene early is that we're actually changing the architecture of the brain, and we're changing those connections into more productive alignment with future learning. In autism, there is a great deal of research now indicating that early intervention can increase skills and abilities in all areas, in language and social interaction and behavior, in cognitive and developmental skills. The outcomes are very diverse, and we've learned that the core deficit areas, skills or impairments of autism actually seem to be malleable. And that's very exciting, and it's very hopeful and encouraging. So we want as many children as possible to begin receiving early autism specialized services at very young ages. The most unfortunate aspect of that is that in many places, until the child has a formal diagnosis of autism, they can't receive the autism specialized services. Teachers should know that because there can be a very long wait between screening or between concerns and diagnosis, they should definitely consider using strategies that are appropriate for children with autism in the meantime. You don't really need to wait for a definitive diagnosis when you're working with a child who has severe social communication impairments. The strategies that are used with children with autism would be very appropriate during this waiting period.